States.
Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, February 4th, 2007, Super Bowl Sunday. We got 54 minutes left in live broadcast. Loaded phone lines. John Connor joining us to talk about occult activities of the global elite. Hey, truth is stranger than fiction. We have a criminal control freak establishment completely out of control, and we're here fighting. We're here fighting the government lying and saying it's mandatory to take an experimental live cancer virus. They got them that attack your brain so you'll not get addicted to cigarettes. I mean, it's just, it's out of control. I got North American news coming up. I got the Swiss government wants to start killing its people. They're going to decide with assisted suicide. I guess government-sponsored euthanasia. It's all here on the roster. Let's blast through some more of your calls. Let's talk to Melody calling in from Ohio. Melody, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. This is Emily's mom. I wanted to talk to you about vaccines because...
Let me stop. Is Emily the girl from Ohio who called, who has a student group on 9/11? Yeah.
And she's definitely not going to take this vaccine. I started looking into the vaccines when you start, you know, talking about it. And me and my husband are both nurses, and we took the hepatitis vaccine.
Oh, very dangerous.
Well, my husband has leukemia. And when I was going through, looking through these vaccines...
Cancer's up several thousand percent in the last 50 years. Something's going on.
Well, leukemia is...
The globalists openly say in documents they want to use vaccines for a worldwide population reduction.
Yeah. Well, he's got leukemia, and that was one of the side effects from the hepatitis series. I was just floored.
I know. My poor daddy's an oral surgeon slash dentist, and they do, with healthcare workers, make you take it every couple years. And my God... That's the other thing. The vaccine makers go and get regulations passed so that you have to take vaccines over and over again, whereas in the past they said tetanus works 7 years, now they're saying every three. Whereas hepatitis was for every 10, now they're saying every three. It's just it's incredible.
What makes me think that this has to do with just giving it to women, if men are carrying this virus also, you would think they would vaccinate both. So by vaccinating only the girls, it's almost like they want to, I think they're going to try to render them sterile to keep down the population.
Well, it just so happens the UN has been caught from Colombia to Nigeria to Southeast Asia on purpose. The documents are public. This is BBC, folks. Adding to the tetanus shot in a UN program, 20-plus year program, got exposed in the mid-90s, just for girls, because they care about girls so much, a tetanus shot, because it wouldn't hurt boys, that had a very expensive synthetic hormone added to it, so that the body would then attack that hormone whenever it appeared. It only appears in the first trimester of pregnancy, causing violent miscarriages. And it was an admitted eugenic sterilization program. So, again, this is diabolical. The globalists are the same people that funded Hitler. They're in control today. If you take this stuff, you're off your rocker.
Yeah. There was something I wanted to talk to you about, but not on the air, because I'm a nurse, and this was kind of something. But every once in a while, I will try to talk to you about something later.
Well, give us a hint of it. What is it?
I don't know if it's in Texas like it is Ohio. Do you have to... Do you get triggered when you go to the hospital that you've got to have a vaccine, your flu shot?
Well, yes, they push it on everybody. It's not the law, but they say you really need this. And, yeah, that's the big pharmaceutical companies have pushed these mandates to basically turn the medical staff into their salesmen.
Yeah.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tim, thank you for calling. You're on the air. Welcome.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I'm from Indianapolis, and our team is playing the Super Bowl tonight, but the Constitution and my Bill of Rights are being destroyed by this globalist filth, and therefore I'm talking to you right now. So the reason I called in was about the National ID Act.
Passed in 2005, becomes law 2008. All 50 states have now adopted national ID card standardized through the driver's license, and they're really a North American ID card.
Yeah, an article came out today from the AP talking about different states. Some are revolting, and I guess some are going to go.
That's what they're saying because the population is revolting. It's really not true.
Yeah.
Well, there are a couple. Maine's trying to pull out, so's New Hampshire. But generally, like Texas has been complaining, but only for more federal funds to implement it.
Yeah, it said in here that Indiana's one of the states that's going to go ahead and push for it, I guess, and which I find very disappointing.
Well, Indiana's having its roads handed over to the Arabs and the Spanish. It's all part of the same globalist plan.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I guess the governor's on the same page as the Bushes and everybody else in Washington, but I'm probably going to go ahead and contact my state representative.
Good. Tell them, hell no, you're not going to go along with it. Thanks for holding, and enjoy the Super Bowl coming up in 20 minutes, folks, as kickoff. We've got it on the screen in here. Let's go ahead now and take another call before we go to break. Let's talk to Tommy in Arlington, Tejas. He wants to talk about the new Merck vaccine, the live cancer virus causing deaths and seizures and a lot of other autoimmune responses. And the CDC says don't take it, but Rick Perry says he's God. He's Dr. Rick, and he's on the payroll of Merck publicly, and he just says you're going to have to take it. But then you read it's not even a law. He just is mandating it. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, good to speak with you. I'm one of your anti-tyranny minions and a longtime supporter of your work. I have the phone number for Merck, if you'd like me to...
Well, that's kind of like calling Satan and telling Satan, you know, human sacrifice is going on, or calling Hitler and saying there's anti-Semitism in the world. But it's important if you own Merck stock to dump it, to morally go see if it's in your mutual fund and dump it. It's important to just tell everybody that has a young girl, if you've got a son, your neighbor's got a girl, go, hey, here's some news articles. It's not the law. It's a fraud. He's on Merck payroll. Here's the CDC saying it'll make your daughter bleed out her nose and die and flopping around the ground. And, you know, that's how we fight these bastards.
Well, Alex, good on you. If you want to take me off the air to one of your screeners, I've got a very strong aviation background. This is off topic, but I'm one of the folks that was furloughed after the events of 9/11, and so obviously I have a chip on my shoulder, but I've got a pretty strong aviation background. If you'd like to take me off the air to your screener, if you ever need a professional's perspective on commercial aviation, I'd be more than happy to lend my services.
Sure, we'll get your info. In fact, I actually hung up on him. Call back. In fact, remember a few weeks ago that person called who was setting up secret security cameras at the WTC? Do you still have that number? I never got it from him. Give it to me again. I forgot about that. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Austin. Mark, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, good work. I remember my folks 15, 20 years ago reading about all the topics you cover, and now I just nod and go, uh-huh, yep, it's all true. I have a question on the vaccines. Myself, I have a form of autism called Asperger's disorder, but I remember my brother was much older. He would have been vaccinated years ago, perhaps in the 60s, and he always had a scar that looked like a wagon wheel, but I'd never seen that anywhere else.
You know, I don't know the particulars of your brother, but this is what happens. Autism was unknown until about 35 years ago. Again, it's gone from one in 25,000, 22 years ago, to 1 in 168. The new numbers are saying less than 1 in 80. You go to these high schools, literal whole rooms filled with these people. You talk to every parent. I've done it. And they go, when did it happen? They had a seizure at 18 months, the day after the last round of shots. That's when the mercury builds to megatoxic levels. Then there are genes that allow even heavier absorption of mercury through the gut, so then it adds with the other vaccine mercury you've gotten, and that's why it runs in families even worse. So it hits some people even harder. And I've just interviewed Nobel Prize winners and probably 30, 40 doctors over the years on this. That's why I know about it.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thank you for the call. John Connor joining us on a completely different subject. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. Why would our leaders be trying to poison us with vaccines? Why would they fund Hitler? Why would they fund Stalin and Mao? What's their worldview? Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, GunsReport.com, the websites will plunge into Rush Limbaugh commenting on it with John Connor on the other side. Stay with us.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. It's 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 Mountain, 2 to 4 Pacific. Affiliates now coast to coast, dotting the landscape. More joining us every week. Todd in Corpus Christi, Texas, stay there. Steve, North Carolina, stay there. Wellington in Louisiana, stay there. We'll get to everybody. I want to get more into the vaccines, some new North American Union news, state-sponsored euthanasia news out of Sweden. But before I do that, at the end of the transmission today, John Connor has a syndicated radio broadcast on my own syndicator, Genesis Communications Radio Network. And John started his career a few years ago out of college with guerrilla information warfare, calling into radio talk shows, going out and confronting Hollywood celebs on the streets. He lives in San Diego, so he goes up to L.A. And this week he called into Rush Limbaugh shows, attacked me before because he's jealous and I'm more of a conservative than he is. No, not bashing Rush here. The point is, all's fair in love and war. I don't really spend time on these guys. Neil Bortz talks about me almost every day now, says I'm the equivalent of a half-eaten fruitcake. Hey, great. I talk about real issues. They may be shocking and sensational, but they're real. And I remember in 1999, the international British media with World of Wonder, there is on BBC and Channel 4, came to me, also History Channel, they produce programs for that, HBO, and it's aired all those places now. They approached me and they said, listen, you've snuck into special forces operations with urban warfare drills, you've snuck into other events. We, because of liability, we can't sneak into a place called Bohemian Grove, have you heard of it? And in 99, I was Mr. Anti-Federal Reserve, income tax, a lot more mainline conservative. I hadn't gotten into the weird issues because I didn't know they were real. And I went, yeah, I heard that all these global elitists, royalty, presidents go to Northern California in this gorge, and they've been doing it for over 100 years, and they do these weird rituals. They said, well, we know people that work there, and it's all true, and we know when they do the big ritual, would you like to sneak in there and videotape it? And I said, yeah, I'll do it, sure. And I didn't believe that I would really see what I saw. Exactly what all the rumors and the legends had claimed happened. And since then, the New York Post, New York Daily News, the Associated Press, the New York Times have reported that they bus in male prostitutes. This is the heads of all of the major, almost all the major corporations, banking, Federal Reserve, mainly Republican politicians. Now you've heard about all that with Foley and the rest of it. And, you know, headline, top gay porn star services moguls at Bohemian Grove. New York Post. That's Rupert Murdoch saying that. Well, in 2004, before I play this Limbaugh clip and go to John Connor, in 2004, I'm walking along covering the RNC for the network I'm on, and I see David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four administrations. David Gergen, I mean, much bigger than Karl Rove, worked for Republican and Democratic. Clinton, Bush Sr., Reagan, Nixon, the list goes on and on. And I walk up, and I talk to him about the RNC, and then I say one last question. So just so you know how real this is, just type David Gergen into YouTube or Google and Alex Jones after it, and you'll get these clips. It's in my film, Martial Law. It's also in my film, The Order of Death, available on DVD at InfoWars.com. You can watch it for free on the web. We've uploaded it. We want you to see this information. Here he is blowing up over the rituals. And I bring up an article he was in the Washington Times. I said 96, it was really 93, where he said, don't worry, I don't run around naked in the rest, you know, in the woods like the rest of them. And that is indeed what goes on there. So here it is. Then we'll go to John Connor, then to Limbaugh clip. Here's David Gergen, 2004, RNC outside Madison Square Garden. I'm talking to him. One last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996 when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you, oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them by saying, hey, I don't run around in the woods naked. What did that mean? And this is what happens when you play stuff off the web without recording it.
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thanks.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open
and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I just respect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve enough?
You took an I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violate that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? So
you,
we have public officials.
I'm sorry. You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And you did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Sir, everything I don't owe you this comment.
I know.
You this is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you.
You ever
think about
a ritual?
It's none of your damn business.
Oh,
right. Listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine. But don't ask others to respect you for it. If you want to, you can do your free American like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say, "Oh well, you're
there, Mr. Gergen."
I'm sorry, nobody says policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously, you don't belong there.
Weaving spiders coming out here.
All right. Now, again, that's from a clip from my film, Martial Law. And so every time we make the comment, we would intersperse hidden video footage I got of the ritual, which the Grove admits I got, and they're very mad at me about it. And they commented for the international television program that's aired here on national cable. So, I mean, here I am. He's the one not being gentlemanly. He's the one saying none of your damn business. He's the one getting in my face. And the things that you've heard about the Grove indeed do go on there, just like Skull and Bones. And it is bizarre to the max. Let's bring up John Connor for a few minutes, and we're going to go to break and come back and play a clip of Limbaugh, who sure knows a lot about it, to claim he's never been there, but then he says he'll never be invited back. So kind of some slip-ups going on there. Good to have you on with us, John Connor.
Well, David Gergen says he disrespects you for that. Myself and millions of others give you the utmost respect for doing what needs to be done. And notice how he doesn't deny the ritual or ask you, what ritual? What are you talking about? He gets very angry. And if he didn't know anybody ritual, if there was no ritual, he would have answered very differently. But by saying it was none of your damn business, I think it's very clear how involved he is in the Bohemian Grove.
And he's known for being very calm, having great aplomb. He loses it. He's like 6'9". He starts towering over me, poking me in the chest. Just amazing. Well, we'll come back and hear what Rush Limbaugh has to say about this. All right? With John Connor. John, stay there, my friend. And then we'll continue with your phone calls on the Super Bowl Sunday. PrisonPlanet.com to find out more about Bohemian Grove.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers authors and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
I know we got loaded phone lines. We'll jam your calls in before the transmission ends. John Connor is my guest. I went back to the archives, John, to play that David Gergen clip. Again, the Karl Rove of at least four administrations to show him blowing up and not denying the rituals. To point out that just because normal people don't engage in this doesn't mean the elites aren't. And throughout history, Hitler was into the occult. Stalin was into the occult. Nancy Reagan, every decision they made was off of astrologers. And that, you know, that's the light stuff. Tony Blair, mainstream news, that he's always doing weird rituals and channels some spirit called the light and flops around on the ground every morning and does weird Aztec rituals. I mean, there's so much of this. John Connor, from your study at ResistanceManifesto.com, why are they doing this?
I want to comment first on the ritual itself. It's very, very important to understand that this just isn't an ordinary ritual. This isn't a bonfire. They're not burning a bag of leaves or a bunch of logs in front of this huge statue of Moloch. This is a human sacrifice using an effigy of a human.
Which I now found a video clip of Anton LaVey online saying that's what they did was kill babies in effigy.
Yeah, this is a satanic ritual to Moloch. Moloch in the Bible, in the Old Testament, was an ancient god that people used to burn children alive.
Give not your children to the fires of Moloch, Leviticus.
Correct. Leviticus 18:21. Do not sacrifice your children to the god Moloch. So these people are doing this as a mockery towards God, even though this is an effigy of a human being.
Also in the ritual, they say that they're destroying care, putting it in a box in the Faustian book written 300, 400 years ago. Faust is trying to find care, or the conscience, the demon, Mephistopheles, to put it in a box.
Correct. They destroy care. They do not care. The philosophy, the mindset of these elite individuals is a satanic worldview. This is not...
Well, how else could they put cancer viruses in vaccines? How else could they sterilize people? How else could they do all this evil?
Yeah, how else could they go to war based on life for profit to create a police state? Correct. They literally have a satanic worldview. What this means is that they do not care about other people. All religions, all normal good religions have rules.
Do as thou wilt, they come first.
Correct. Do what thou wilt is the satanic philosophy of the 20th century Satanist.
It is the whole of the law.
Aleister Crowley, who writes about sacrificing children to Satan in his books, writes instructions for it for other Satanists. And essentially, these people have a predatorial worldview. They do not care about other people.
They believe it's survival of the fittest. It's their right to rule and feed and kill us because we're too stupid.
Yeah, this is the same philosophy that Adolf Hitler had. Adolf Hitler's favorite book was The Secret Doctrine, written by Helena Blavatsky, where it literally says that Satan is good, that God is bad. This goes back to the Garden of Eden, where everybody, even if there's not a Christian, they know the story of Adam and Eve.
Look, Eyes Wide Shut is real.
Yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are many allegations going back into the 1980s. Former Senator John DeCamp, former head of the LA FBI, Ted Gunderson, make allegations and have eyewitnesses of snuff films and real satanic rituals performed in the Bohemian Grove in 1984.
And this is a book published. Virginia TV station said it wasn't true. And Senator John DeCamp, a Republican, former CIA, sued them and won defamation. In court, there were arrests made off the info that came out there at the Savings and Loan with Larry King, not the Larry King you know, a black Larry King who sung the national anthem at the Republican National Convention in 1984.
What these people believe is they believe that God, the God that created us, was actually a substandard God, an evil and a jealous God. They believe that Satan rebelled from heaven to save humanity. They believe that following the teachings of Lucifer is actually good and that God was holding back. And by disrespecting and disobeying God, they themselves become gods. They have no rules other than the rules that they set, which goes back to the do what thou wilt.
Well, I mean, even if you go see The Good Shepherd, it's got satanic rituals, and that's about the founding of the CIA out of Skull and Bones, everything we've told you. Here's this Limbaugh clip. I can't play the whole thing, and obviously I don't think Limbaugh is involved in all this stuff. But he obviously knows all about it. First he says he knows nothing about it to you when you call in. Then he goes on to detailing it in precise detail. Then he poo-poos that. And then he basically says that the most basic stuff that happens there doesn't indeed happen. We'll put you on hold for a second, John Connor. Here you are calling in. What day was this last week?
This was Thursday.
This is Thursday on Lord Limbaugh's program, carried by this station and many other affiliates to pick up the show. And he's attacked me many times, so I'm allowed to play this. And I'm not even attacking Limbaugh here. It's just interesting to hear this brought up. Here it is.
John in San Diego, you're next on the EIB Network. Hello.
Since I have you on the line, Rush, have you seen the video of the Bohemian Grove ceremony that Alex Jones produced that's on Google Video?
No, been invited to Bohemian Grove, but I've never been there. And I've not seen the video.
Do you know about the activities within the Grove? Can you talk about that?
No, because I've never been there. All I know is that it's a bunch of elitists and power brokers who conduct secret meetings to take over the world, and they run around nude. It's all men, no women are allowed, and they run around, and you can find them going to the bathroom on the side of trees and so forth, and they have people come out and make speeches to them and all that. And I know it was started by members of the San Francisco Symphony way, way, way back, who were shunned from San Francisco society, so they formed their own little club there. Up in Northern California, and it's where do you find these people? Have you ever heard of the Bohemian Grove? Oh, you haven't. He believes the Bohemian Grove is the CFR in the woods. The Bohemian Grove was started by members of the San Francisco Symphony or some orchestra way, way back, many, many, many years ago, shunned by San Francisco society. They have camps. It goes on for 3 or 4 weeks up in the Russian River area of Northern California. And there are members from all over the world, and they can take guests. There are people that come out and speak to them. It's rustic living. It's great food. It's great cooking. But people believe that it is nothing more than a secret meeting of world conspiracists. They're out to take over the world's money supply. And
all right, we're going to stop right there. He goes on and says he talked to one of the big people that invited him and he said, hey, I hear you do stuff on trees. I wanted to be there. And the guy said, that's ridiculous. While I was there, I witnessed that. But that's nothing compared to the mainstream news reporting literal Lear jets landing packed with high-dollar male prostitutes. And while I was in there in 2000, I looked pretty darn good. Don't today. It was a big joke. The employees were laughing at me and the guy I snuck in with. We were both pretty good-looking. They thought we had old guys hitting on us. That was probably why we were able to sneak in past security and get the footage. They thought we were male prostitutes. It's kind of embarrassing to have to say that, but it's the truth. The truth is the truth. Myself and John have worked with an employee at the Grove. We got new footage in 2005 of the effigy of a child that they burned. And the Grove, through several universities, including Berkeley, has released their own annals. And I own some of these. These are rare books. Some of them cost close to $1,000 a piece because they only put it out to limited members. And they admit they do rituals. Let me see, Helmut Schmidt, the German Chancellor. I have this in my film, The Order of Death, and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. In his own autobiography, the German Chancellor wrote that, well, we do rituals at our own druidic groves in Germany, but my favorite place to do rituals is in the United States, the Bohemian Grove. So this is real. This is happening. This is going on, and they admit they hatched the Manhattan Project for the A-bomb there, the Star Wars Project. They have bragged that they're setting policy and running things. And my mother called me when I got back from Northern California in 2000. She said, I was watching CNN. I later found the transcript. And they announced, hey, we know who Bush's VP running mate's going to be. It's going to be Dick Cheney. The decision was made by George Bush Sr. and Colin Powell advised Bush to appoint him there from that. John Connor?
What's equally disturbing, aside from the satanic rituals, is the fact that they are setting policy in there. This isn't a Manhattan Project launched in the wings of the Pentagon or in Congress or in a private committee. They're doing this at this private resort when they claim that they're just having vacation. Also, Richard Nixon in his own personal private tapes, which you can now hear.
And by the way, people always deny that Harper's really had that. They've now released his private tapes. Tell people what he said when we get back, then we'll take some final calls. This is so important. This is the mindset of the people running things. But, oh, they're Christian conservatives. Oh, they're so good. All right, we'll be right back. Everything out there will be revealed, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com.
Concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity. Sharing.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Raging for the truth. Exposing corruption. Dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment here on Super Bowl Sunday. Thank you for joining us. Going to blitz through five or six final phone calls here in just a few minutes. But finishing up with John Connor, syndicated radio talk show host, guerrilla information warfare specialist, getting the word out all over national TV and radio by calling into these shows. John, when you discovered this stuff was real, I mean, I know it's hard to deal with. The average person doesn't think like this, so we can't imagine that other people behave like this. But to understand how the world operates, we need to get inside their shoes, their minds, and then things make a lot more sense. They get off on evil.
They do. Some people get off on skydiving. Some people get off on thrill rides, thrill seeking. These people are so evil. They do get off on the evilest of evil. Richard Nixon, in his own tapes, I was saying before the break, said that the Bohemian Grove, which he has attended from time to time, was the most, excuse my language, faggoty bleeping bleep he had ever seen. This is out of his own mouth. You can listen to the tapes right on the web. San Francisco Chronicle columnist Herb Kane, before he died of lung cancer, used to chronicle the homosexual activities. There was a man named Don Heinforth, who himself was a homosexual, who died of AIDS, who was the deep throat, so to speak, of the Bohemian Grove, who would report on the homosexual activity to the left-wing Bohemian Grove Action Network. And this is what they're doing. While they're invading our privacy, they're tapping our phone calls. They are invading our privacy, so we're going to expose what they're doing in private, and we're not going to let it rest, and we're going to continue to phone mob and phone jam these mockingbirds and these gatekeepers like Sean Hannity, like Rush Limbaugh, and even Alan Colmes, who will only cover half of the truth.
Well, I know this. It's real. It's going on. It's happening. And I would challenge people to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the DVD, The Order of Death. It's a 50-minute documentary I made with the 2-hour Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on the same DVD. The film I made in 2000, the film I made in 2006, new footage inside, shot by an employee. And by the way, the Grove's on national U.S. television. On the British produced documentary that's aired here on several different channels, admitting they're mad we got this footage. They're mad I got this footage. They admit that indeed this ritual's real. They just say, well, that's their private business. No. If you had 2,000 Hollywood stars or 2,000 professional football players all meeting at a place and running around having homosexual sex and or heterosexual sex, it wouldn't matter, and worshiping a 45-foot stone owl deity, you know, this would be a major news issue. This is a major news issue, and we cover it here. John Connor, thank you so much for spending time with us. The book is The Resistance Manifesto. The website is theresistancemanifesto.com, or just Google John Connor. And no, we don't mean the one from Terminator. We mean the one from San Diego. Thanks for coming on with us, John.
You got to keep up the fight, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate the time from John Connor on this Super Bowl Sunday. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Who's been holding the longest? Let's talk to Todd in Corpus Christi. Todd, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi there, Alex. I just had a quick question talking about power brokers. Considering all the attention the Federal Reserve has gotten from American freedom and fascism, and considering a cost-benefit analysis, could we possibly see a false flag attack on the Federal Reserve?
Well, the federal government clearly in 22 was involved bombing the New York Stock Exchange to cause a speculative run, which they then profited in the billions, and that was 22 money, not 2007 money. I don't know, but we know the dollar's plunging by design. We know that Alan Greenspan, also a Bohemian Grove member, that's public photograph there. We know that he doubled the money supply in his last 6 years. Now Bernanke, in the last 12 months, has said he's going to more than double it. And so, very, very serious. It is a private banking cartel that controls our Treasury Department and literally prints the money.
All right, yeah, if you think about it, I mean, if we had an attack there, you know, it could reflect on to the sheeple how badly we need the Federal Reserve. Of course, it could also signal the complete breakdown of the economy that's already in the works.
And it's all done by design to consolidate wealth. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in North Carolina. Steve, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Alex. I just want to go back to the president's State of the Union address. One of two points he made, one only got a lot of attention, which was the troop increase. He says, you know, the first step we can take is...
the people want the troops out, so their answer is increase the troops, so we'll debate the increase and not the removal. It's a dog and pony show.
But in that same statement, he says a second task we can take together is to design and establish a volunteer civilian reserve corps.
Which is the National Compulsory Service Act that Republicans and Democrats are pushing. They're not going to call it a draft. It's called national service.
Exactly. There's a Washington Post article on it back in 2005, and it goes through and says, right, he says it right.
Yeah, they're going to make you serve in the military or domestically, but they go, it's not a draft. I have Bush administration and Democratic officials as well on Fox News going, well, I'm not for a draft, but I'm for national service. It's the same thing. It's like saying, I'm not going to hit you in the head with a sledgehammer. I'm going to hit you in the head with a sledge. Or it's not global government, it's global governance. It's just unbelievable. Let's go ahead and talk to Emily in Ohio. You're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. My mom called in and talked to you. She told me as soon as I got home, I heard about the vaccines, and I totally think that's terrible.
Vaccine that's experimental, causing deaths, causing autoimmune responses, causing seizures. Even the CDC, federal government, says don't take it. Do they care? No. Rick Perry comes out and lies and says he signed an order making you take it when all it is a recommendation, and most of the papers don't tell you there's a waiver by law they've got to give you, but by law you don't have to sign that waiver. They just ask you to.
Well, I told everyone at school about it, and talking about school, I made a website for the... It's called RiverviewInfoWarriors.4t.com, and I was sharing one of my teachers about it, and they told me no one's going to want to do this, no one's up for this. The school could sue you for making a website having the name Riverview in the website.
So now they're trying to threaten you to not have free speech here in the land of the free, the home of the brave. This is a live cancer virus. It is your right to start a website and warn your friends at the school not to take it. How dare them? But that shows how far we've come, how far we've been conditioned.
Yeah. I've told everybody about it, and I'm trying to get this group started, so I'm still looking for a teacher and advisor. I mean...
That's right. You called last week. They have to allow you to have a student group. Look, just start it outside school separately. Let them ban it. People will want to just join that much more. Good to hear from you. Give us an update as this continues to develop. Right here in Austin, Texas, a 10-year-old at the Steiner Elementary He went in there, and during computer science class, during his computer lab, he visited Infowars.com. They called him to the front, said, this is terrorist material. And then they suspended him and wanted him to have psychological evaluation. That's the new America. That's what they're being taught. You should get very, very angry. Wellington. Wellington calling from Louisiana. Welcome. You're on the air.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
So that's all you can do is say cuckoo.
Fruit Loop. Fruit Loop. Cuckoo.
Okay, what's Fruit Loop? What's Cuckoo?
Cuckoo. Fruit Loop.
So that's your big argument?
Fruit Loop. Cuckoo.
Well, listen, I'm going to give you 30 more seconds. Keep saying whatever you want.
Fruit Loop. Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
This guy held 37 minutes, 38 seconds because the computer tells us to do this. This is your big intellectual rebuttal to me. He's gone. We got Joel in California and many others, but... You know, I'm called a conspiracy theorist for bringing up the North American Union, but Judicial Watch did a FOIA request and got the documents, and they're openly meeting and merging our governments right now. All admitted, Lou Dobbs is talking about it. It's admitted you don't have to take this vaccine. It's a live cancer virus. CDC says don't take it. It's causing massive autoimmune responses, seizures, deaths, you name it. But Rick Perry's on the payroll of Merck, and so he just says, I'll just executive order and then claim you've got to do it when it isn't even a law. So that's a fraud, too. France tells U.S. to sign climate pacts or face tax. The climate agreement is a global tax. So it says, face the tax or we'll tax you through the EU on the American people. New York Times. I mean, what is it here that New York arrested five times as many people this year as they did in years previous? They arrest you if you sit on the sidewalk when you're pregnant. They arrest you for any reason. Here's another one. In England, they're going to take your car the first time you use a cell phone in it. That's the London Evening Standard. Again, maximum penalties against things that aren't even illegal. Maximum penalties for things that are civil. The global corporations of the 100 biggest economies, 46 of them are corporations. They've come in, they've had a hostile takeover, just like corporations do to each other, of our government. They're using propaganda and PR to sell us on it. I'm sorry that Joel and others call me back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Joel from California. Great job with the crew in there. Great job to all the sponsors, the listeners, everyone. Visit Infowars.com. Visit PrisonPlanet.com. Get my new film, Terror Storm, that's hit number 8 on Amazon.com. The history of government-sponsored terror. Find out how much serious trouble we're in. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Have a safe night out there with all the drunks. We'll see you back next week.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I found